same thing as head cheese?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever know of anybody taking the liver and grinding it up and making anything out of the liver of the hog?
It's cookies always. I did. You skin it, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Put it in hot water. Skin it and let it cook, boil a while. Then you put it in the oven. Put foil on it if you want to. Cooks better and tenderer. So
you know how to cook everything.
So that's the way to make it good. Ought to have it that way. And people ought to eat liver more than they do, but if you go to places to get it, sometimes you can get some good and sometimes it's awful.
Well, did you ever hear of anybody making anything out of the hog's blood?
Oh, no.
No, nothing like that. Did you ever hear of people taking the juice from the souse meat and stirring it up with cornmeal and making anything like that?
Let's see, what do you call that? Yeah, I've heard that.
Scrapple. Now, if you were talking about butter that had been kept too long and it didn't smell right anymore or taste right, you said the butter had gotten
rank.
And do you remember, like a long time ago, the thick, sour, lumpy milk that people would keep on hand to make things out of?
I don't know.
Do you even talk about clabber? Clabber milk?
Well, yeah, I have clabber.
Clabber, yeah. Well, what would they make out of the clabber?
Well, if it had any, they could churn it if it had any milk in it. Clabber. That's where you make your butter.
That's how you make your butter.
You put all the cream in it.
Do they ever make any kind of cheese out of?
Cottage cheese.
Oh, that's what cottage cheese would come out of.
You can have the large curds or the small. Yeah, it's good. Good stuff tomatoes with.
Oh, yeah. Well, what about, of course they didn't used to have any way to pasteurize the milk, and to get the impurities out of it, what would they do to it?
Well, didn't think about impurities then.
Did they pour it through a cloth or something?
Oh yeah, they had a strainer. Oh yes.
Well, what do you call the type of pie that you bake in a deep dish and you have like a layer of crust and then a layer of fruit and another layer of crust and make it in kind of a deep round dish?
Cherry cobbler.
Cobbler.
Or any other kind of cobbler. Yeah, that's what it is. Cobbler.
Well, when you did...
And you put butter in it.
Oh, yeah. Well, did you ever make something to pour over the cobbler and you take milk? And my aunt makes something that she takes milk and she thickens it up some and she sweetens it some and she puts sometimes a little cinnamon or a little nutmeg and she pours that over cobbler. Have you ever heard of that?
I've put nutmeg in the cobbler, but I never have.
Well, she calls it dip.
Well, I never have.
Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
What do you call food that you eat in between meals?
call it in between. You eating in between me. They say that's not the way to do, but yeah, I do it.
Mm-hmm.